Good morning, brethren. So I still try to get some things right. I have a feeling that this gadget is to be put somewhere where it does not fall. So I put it in my back pocket. Indeed, we began this morning in this particular opening session with a hymn, "We Are by Christ Redeemed." And that opening line does in fact set the right footing for our consideration in this opening session. For primarily during the course of this conference, this rather special 50th anniversary conference at Ocean View, we'll be looking at a number of Bible characters, and there are some great speakers who incidentally are lined up after me, and they will be presenting on persons like Hannah and Ruth, I think, and some others. Our humble consideration this morning is to ask that you journey with me as we spend a few moments by looking at Moses in the book of Exodus. And we will be reading a number of scriptures because I notice from the time allotted that we do have adequate time to read the scriptures, and we will spend some time in the book of Exodus looking at a number of scriptures, and then in the will of the Lord, desire to make a few comments as we would move on. We turn to Exodus chapter 12, and we read a few verses in that chapter. We will not be reading all the verses in Exodus chapter 12, but we'll be reading a number of verses, and I'll indicate as we go on. We start with verse 1 of chapter 12. "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, 'This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community or congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household.'" Verse 5. "The animals you choose must be year-old males without blemish or defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats." Verse 7. "Then they are to take some of the blood and to put it on the sides of the, on tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lamb." Verse 12 and 13. "On that same night I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals. And I will bring judgment on all of the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign or a token for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Israel." May we drop Egypt, rather. May we drop down to verse 37. Verses 37 and 38. "The Israelites journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkoth. There were about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. Many other people went up with them, as well as a large drove of livestock, both flocks and herd." we read a few verses from chapter 14. We pick up with verse 4. It's chapter 14 and verse 4. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. Verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there was no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still or stand firm, and you will see the salvation or deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to stand still." We pick up at verse 19, that same chapter, through to verse 22. The angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Israel, or the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side. So neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all of that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left. Verse 28 of that chapter. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. Chapter 15, verse 1. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. "I will sing to the Lord, for he is mighty exalted. The horse and its riders he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." Verse 6, "Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemies. Who among the gods," verse 11, "is like you, O Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders." Verse 13, "In your unfailing love, you will lead the people who you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling." And